Australia completed the highest successful run chase in the history of 50-over ICC events during their thrilling Champions Trophy 2025 match against England at Lahore's Qaddafi Stadium on Saturday. Led by Josh Inglis' brilliant century, Australia successfully chased down England's daunting 352-run target with 15 balls to spare. Earlier in the day, England had posted a formidable total of 351-8, setting a new Champions Trophy record for the highest total in the tournament's history. Australia's record chase surpassed the previous highest successful chase in Champions Trophy history, which was Sri Lanka's 322-run chase against India at the Oval in 2017. This victory also marked Australia's second highest successful chase in ODI cricket, behind only their 359-run chase against India in 2013. It was also their highest ever chase against England. Additionally, Australia's remarkable chase now stands as the second best chase in Pakistan, just behind Pakistan's 355-run chase against South Africa earlier this month in Karachi. Highest successful chase in any ICC event. 1. Australia 352 vs England, Lahore 2025. 2. Pakistan 345 vs Sri Lanka, Hyderabad 2023. 3. Ireland 329 vs England, Bengaluru 2011. Highest successful chase in Champions Trophy. 1. Australia 352 vs England, Lahore 2025. 2. Sri Lanka 322 vs India, the Oval 2017. 3. England 308 vs Bangladesh, the Oval 2017. 4. Sri Lanka 297 vs England, the Oval 2013. 5. South Africa 283 vs England, Dhaka 1998. Ben Duckett breaks 21-year-old record with stunning 165. Ben Duckett made history with his stunning 165-run innings, breaking a 21-year-old record. He scored 165 off 143 balls, marking his third ODI century and second against Australia. Duckett's explosive innings featured 17 fours and 3 sixes, propelling him to the highest individual score ever in the history of the tournament. His 165 not only broke Nathan Astill's long-standing record of 145 against the USA in 2004 but also became the first instance of a batter scoring over 150 runs in a Champions Trophy innings. Duckett's remarkable knock was eventually ended by Marnus Lopez-Cockney in the 48th over, as England posted a commanding 351 eighths in their allotted 50 overs.